Blog Talk Radio.
What these bitches want from us? What? What they want on us? What? While Shonda was promoted, what? Sunny out this smoke. BCB the host. Murder me, gun tote. Neesy, crash. Nicky got the cleaver. About two things. Queen B and Diva. Sleeping on y'all daily, but yet and still. Now y'all on some big shit, like that dude from True Hill. But yet and still, I'ma still play your record. 8 seasons, about to be 10, give me a second. What's good, Nicky? Neesy. Dog, what's good, my bro? Take that. Gratch, Queen B, the judge, Shonda.
All systems check. 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for your DJ.
Hands down the best party mixer.
The Stage Radio.
Now with the hottest party mix.
Let's get this party started. Drop the beat.
We got turkey in the oven, we got greens and mac and cheese. We got on-footed pajamas, we got gifts under the tree. I see grandma on the couch, aunties at the table. Cousins yelling at the TV, watching sister act on cable. I'm so glad this year nobody got too drunk, yeah. I'm so happy that nobody pissed me off. I know uncle's in the back with a blunt, I can hear him cough.
You alright,
it's my kind of Christmas. Now, so we can say grace. God, I thank you for each hand that I'm holding. Life, health, and strength, and a smile on our face. Protect the ones who ain't with us right now. Remember those who living hungry on the street. As we ask that you bless this food we gon' eat.
Shout out to Ryan Toby. Welcome to the stage. I am your host, Beastie.
What's up, Diva Chio? And I'm here too. We also got Party Latin.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
I'm a little turned up. So listen, as y'all know how we do Tuesday, Topic Tuesday, big boy shit. Yo, we got this man in the building, yo. This man do everything. He look out for everybody. He should be celebrated. Nikki, introduce our guest.
Oh, I get the pleasure to introduce. Tonight, we're talking to the one and only Keem Jones. If you don't know him, sit tight. You will. He's an activist, an entrepreneur. He was crowned one of the kings of our culture. So let's get to know more about him. Welcome to the stage, Keem.
What's going on? How y'all?
What's good with you?
What's up, Keemy Keem? Rakim.
I'm all right. Hi, everybody.
Killing.
All right, so, you know, let's just jump right into it. So that's your barbershop name or your real name, Keem Jones?
Nah, that's my real name.
Okay. Like, yo, I is what I is, nigga.
Yeah, that's my real name. That's the name my mama gave me, man.
Yo, when I met you, you had put on an event for the kids, some big event in the park, and it was, like, dope as shit. Now, I heard about you several times. Then you came to the Kings of Culture and was crowned. We want to get to know a little more about you. What do you do? What makes you you? How do you feel about what's going on today?
Shoot, man. I ain't gonna count, man. I'm just me. I'm just Keem Jones from Shaw Road, man. A daddy. Community advocate, man. Just Keem, though, man. I don't even care for all the titles. It's Keem Jones.
So what made you become a community activist?
I mean, to be totally honest, man, I ain't playing none of this. Kind of just happened, bro. I posted something on Facebook, and literally everybody just showed up and just been going from there, man, just taking it how it comes.
Nikki, what you got for him?
Well, you said you posted something on Facebook and people showed up and it's kind of been up from there. However, in order for you to post something or to even plan an event, you had to see there was a need. So what sparked you to do this event that led to kind of the snowball of activism? What was that like?
If I would be straight up and down with you, it wasn't even no planned event or nothing. It was legit me having a conversation with the mother of my children, and I asked her a question, and so I was like, shoot, I just post the same question on Facebook.
And what was the question? Happened, like,
cause we were watching the videos, we were watching the videos of, like, the riots and protests taking place all over the country and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, dang, what if that happened in the Ville on Scarbo, like, on a Saturday when everybody out, like, niggas just stopped traffic. And then I posted it on Facebook. And niggas took it as, you know, oh, shoot, we out here.
So there was a need. Because,
I mean, somebody was going to do it. It was just so happened to be me that posted it. We all seen the same videos.
I think that is dope because a lot of people can say the words. A lot of people can even try to put forth those efforts, but not a lot of people can organize. And I commend you for that because it was put in you for a reason because you were able to organize it.
I couldn't even lie and sit here and say I organized it, man. Everybody beat me there. I got there last. For real. I mean, everybody was there. I just made a poster. Just, you know, everybody showed up.
Yeah, humility is dope. How about that?
When you left,
I'm just keeping it real and honest.
When you made this post and you pulled up and you seen all these people outside feeling like you do, same cause, how did it make you feel?
I mean, I ain't expect nobody to be there. I was just going out there because, you know, I seen people talk about they was coming. I was just really going to make sure. I'm thinking like probably 5-10 people show up, and I'm just wanting to make sure they safe. I didn't think that many people were going to be there. I thought Walmart was open. It was so many cars out there in the parking lot.
Like, that's
some
really
dope, though.
I ain't know nobody was going to be there. I just thought it was going to be me, 5-10 people, you know. Just out down the side of the road, you know, folk going about their business. But, when I got there, it was just everybody and their mom was there.
He more here being so modest, y'all. He really is
so modest, y'all.
Get
and
him,
the only reason why I'm not saying nothing is because I know King. So he's being so modest, like, I nominated King for the Kings of Our Culture. And why I nominated King for the Kings of Our Culture? Because King has always been one to be in the background. But he's a voice of reason for a lot of things and a lot of people. And people listen to him, whether he think they listen or whether he don't think they listen. He listened. They listen. And he had a situation happen to him that put him on a platform where he had a platform to use his voice, and he used his voice. And for that, and people follow him, and for that, I salute him because he had that platform and used it for what it was supposed to be used for.
Right.
Definitely.
Why going through his own personal battles? Why going through his own personal battles? He was selfless. Why going through his own personal stuff? Who used his platform for the good. So I salute him, period. But he being modest. It's cool. But he being modest.
I ain't really too much for, like, I mean, I can't sit here and be like, oh, man, I played this and this is working. Like, man, I got so many phone calls from folks telling me don't do it. Like, y'all would have no idea how many phone calls I got telling me do it.
Let me ask you about that. Why do you think that is? Do you think they fear for your safety?
Don't do it?
Yeah. Do you think they fear for your safety? Or
let's be honest. We all phones and Facebook, we all see they worst fear played out later on that night, man.
Yeah.
They worst fear played out later on that night in front of everybody's eyes. So that's what they were more so worried about. But I ain't gonna count, while I was out there, everything was cool. Everything was peaceful for the most part, like up until 7 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause me personally, I told everybody, you know, we got to be out of here by 7 o'clock, whatever, you know. For the most part, a lot of people listen, women, children, you know, sensible adults. A lot of people got up out of there, got their kids up out of there, and, you know, we seen what happened afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But yeah, I got plenty of calls. I got plenty of calls telling me don't do it, don't go out there.
Yeah, we're going to get into this Prada Louis Blue Hundreds. Come back, talk some more shit with Kane. This dude is dope, man. If y'all don't know, yo, Fairville 26, if y'all don't know this man, get to know him. For real, because he's doing his thing. We be back, Prada. Fuck your shit.
Shout out to Prada.
I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue
hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue
hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up.
Feeling like Randy, oh yeah, I'm a savage. Total little bitch and I'm far from the average. 40 on hip and I'm with all the action. Better watch how you talk, cause the shit might get dragged. Fresh in the bitch when I step in the place. Every dollar in my pocket, got a blue face. Niggas stuffing they hoes, they know it ain't safe. Hating ass nigga need to get out of the way. Sunny outside, out of the roof on the coupe. Ballin' like Paul Pierce, free juice, the truth. Ain't going inside, can't get in my tool. Watch how you push me, your yogas might shoot. All about money, ain't waste no time. Pussy ass niggas, they hate when you shine. Lame ass niggas, all right, worry about mine. Better reach in this pocket, won't find you a dime. Everything I do it amazing. Grind from an 8 to a 4 to a baby. Thought I was broke, nigga, you crazy. Nigga, this man, I was fucking this lady. Everybody in the city, they know I'm a hustler. Everybody in the city, they know you a customer. Pull out my pockets, ain't nothing blue hundreds. Reach in my pocket, ain't nothing blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue
hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting up blue
hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds, I'm counting up blue hundreds,
I'm counting.
Hey, I ain't worried about laws, I ain't studying your rules. I do what I choose with a pocket for the blues. To the west, hit the smoke on the best. Got my haters looking stressed every time I flex. Gas and I'm smoking, got me higher than earth. Blues everywhere like I'm surrounded by smurfs. Might pour me a foe, pop me a purse. Slide in that pussy, go real berserk. Local ass rap, put a respect on my name. Drop the blues with the clues and wet up your fame. Cash that I'm getting all came from the cane. Got it wrecking your brain cause you can't maintain. Smell like money, let me pop my shit. Step on the scene, better hide your bitch. Like a Bel Air bottle, I'll pop your lid. Better be side, you already know shit. Got what you need, just place your order. Gotta get this money, either hell or hot water. Deal with amigos, pull across the border. Playing with my money, come kidnap your daughter. Hey, I just want a ball like Lonzo. I just want the cheese, no nachos. In a track, cooking chicken like it's Roscoe's. I can show you about a bowl like Costco's.
I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds. I'm counting up blue hundreds.
I'm counting up.
Shout out to Prada Louis doing whatever it is Prada Louis does. Counting up them blue hundreds. Big motherfucker. It's my guy. Diva, talk to him.
So, all right, let's get into the questions. So, what, okay, how do I want to ask the question? What's your affiliation to the independent world?
As far as music?
Yes, sir.
Well, not sure if everybody know, but first and foremost, I'm down in Moet City. Been down Moet City.
Checkerboard.
Cutter, man, what people don't also know, you know, that's actual family, like we real actual relatives, along with a couple of other members of that city. And I did work with Shaw Road Boys, so if everybody don't know, I'm actually from Shaw Road.
Went a little low.
Right,
can you hear me?
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I'm actually from Shaw Road, so did work with Shaw Road Boys, Moet City, Cage Cheetah, man. Yeah, I've been doing work with a lot of people, man. And Ronnie C, one of my guys, that's way back, so yeah. Been out for a minute. Just behind the scenes, though, man. Behind the scenes.
So you're a rapper?
Nah, I ain't no rapper, man. I'm behind the scenes. I like, okay, I always say this. If Cutter is Birdman, I'm Slim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cutter Butter doing whatever Cutter Butter does. Shout out to
him. Oh, yeah, doing the podcast, man.
Yeah.
Shout out
so
to
who
them,
are some
the
of your favorite
artists?
Right. Shout out to the podcast, man. What? Tell us about this podcast they got, Moet City.
Oh,
we got people.
I mean, that's not. I'm a supporter, man. That's Cut Baby, man. That's the Bandemic, the podcast. That's in Capital A and Rico Reddick and. I am, man. They doing their thing over there, man. They just dropped a list with Let's Kick It 295. So, hey, shout out to them, man. I'm just a proud supporter of it, man. Of course, I'm Moet City. Yeah, that's Cut Baby there, man.
Yeah, look out for that Bandemic podcast, man. It's about to be crazy. Fayetteville, North Carolina, stand up. Y'all doing a lot going on out here. What do you think about the politics out here, though? There's a lot of politics, too.
As far as the music or just the actual politics?
No, I'm talking about music.
Oh, the music politics, man. I feel like this. If I'm being straight up and down, man, it's too many egos for no reason. Like, straight up, like, it's a light on Fayetteville right now, but it's just so many egos that if they put all that aside and just, you know, really came together and put something together for real, the door open. I mean, it's wide open. Like, straight up. Wide open. And
somebody,
you know,
told me
it's hard. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead, you go.
Oh no. I was just saying, man, if they just actually, you know, came together, and I know people say that shit all the time, we'll come together and da da, but if they actually, they don't gotta come together, but everybody gotta be buddy buddy, but man, shit. Hell yeah. A lot of people work 9 to 5. You go to work with somebody on, like, every day. You can sit here and do this song or whatever, handle this business, and go on about your business after that. Straight up.
It's crazy. I felt like he was just talking to me. But anyway.
Right.
Anyway, that's neither here or there.
If the shoe fits.
I felt like he was just talking to me. That's crazy. Let him use him, Lord.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, look, these folks that I be dealing with, especially, like, in the actual government, the politics, man, these folks don't too much care for each other, but they know how to go get some money together. I guarantee that.
I guarantee that.
Them folks gonna eat every time, and I'm telling you, they eating. Scarborough Road like a big game of Monopoly. Honestly, City of Fayetteville like a big old game of Monopoly, man. Straight up.
Yeah.
And that's how the media should be like. Everybody got their piece. They do your part, stay out the way, you'll be able to eat.
Yeah.
How do you think people, I'm trying to find the right way to phrase my question. What do you think it will take, Paige? Because like you said, the door's not open. And there's enough room at the table for everybody to eat.
It is. Well, the biggest way is just focus on their own and just let it happen naturally, man. Focus on what you're doing. Work your mood. Do your thing. And somebody going to like what you're doing. Somebody that can really change your life going to like what you're doing. And then from there, your life will change. Like, straight up. And hell, I'm be honest, sometimes it might not be rapping for some of them. Some people might be meant to listen and pick out music. Somebody that might be good. Some people might be good at doing the media stuff like y'all. Some people might be good at sitting here and know how to get this person from point A to B. Or this dude might got a hella connection. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Me. I write. I'm a writer. I learned my position. I'm behind the scenes helping cutting them, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as when we was doing more at City, as far as really pushing music, but doing podcasting and, you know, MCT Reynolds and got his business going, he don't even drop verses or nothing no more. You know what I'm saying? He about pushing other artists. Me, I'm about writing and helping in the community, so it's all about, but at the end of the day, it's all about the same independent movement, could just like I do what I'm doing, y'all do what y'all doing, and hell, I'm sitting here talking to y'all. Everybody doing their part.
Right.
That's all it takes. That's really all it takes. Do your part and play your position. Do what you good at. Don't try to do what this man good at.
Right. Somebody came to me one day, maybe I want to say a year ago, and was like, yo, how can I get a radio show like yours? I said, pull up. I'm not going to tell them, oh, I'm not telling you, because you can't do it like me, and I can't do it like you. Pull up. The person never pulled up. Now, I think it's crazy. I think the person just wanted to see if I was going to hate or not, because they never came. There's room for everybody out here, man.
A lot of people not used to people just showing love. Like, I be in rooms where people actually genuinely show love. And I mean, these people are well off. I mean, millionaires. That's another thing I noticed. Like, hating or, like, being mad at somebody is truly something you do when you don't have or you don't have access to. Because a lot of the guys and a lot of people that I be around that are, like, really doing stuff, they're not hating on each other. These people sitting around like, yo, we can put this together and do this. You know what I'm saying? And we can do it bigger rather than us doing it on our own. even though we could possibly do it on our own, why should we when we can do it together and make a bigger impact? You know what I'm saying?
So, saying what you're saying, how do you keep yourself from letting these people hold you down?
I just stay out of the way, man. Like, most people only see me on social media. Or if you see me out and about, if I'm at an event or something, like, I'm not really, like, I don't be out and then I don't be in the mix. So, like, I be kind of oblivious to a lot of stuff unless I catch it on the internet. Like, I don't be in no drama with nobody. I don't got time for all that. Like, I got kids and shit, man. Like, got a whole life outside of, like, worrying about what other people got going on. I have enough of my own stuff going on.
Right.
My question is, with everything that you're doing now, would you ever go back to being Teacher King?
Go back to being what?
Teacher.
Teacher?
Yep.
What I do, I mean, not going to teach as far as like in a school working for somebody, nah, but I would definitely teach, like, you know, if people wanted, like, to come chop it up and get some game, I'd do it in that capacity, but not so much the formal setting. I ain't gonna lie, I kind of, like, enjoy, you know, freelancing and just, you know, pretty much being me. I feel like with that, you know, you got to go in there and put on the suit and tie and, you know, be, you know, the person that they want you to be.
Okay, so we're going to rewind this back a little bit because she skipped a stop. You was a school teacher?
I worked in like Head Start and stuff, man, and worked with after school kids.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, believe it or not, man, a lot of these dudes that y'all see around here that might be, you see, rapping or whatever, man, a lot of these guys are teachers. For real. A lot of these guys are teachers. I wouldn't name them because they got, you know, that's their job. But, yeah, you look on Facebook, a lot of these dudes is real teachers with degrees and all that, man. They just rap.
Yeah, that's dope.
Word up. You might see them, you know.
No matter what. If you do music, I don't care if you the janitor. Pull up.
Yeah, man.
Straight like that. I don't care what you do. If you do good music, pull up. Who are your top five indie artists? Give me five top.
Ooh, shoot. Man, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me for this one. But, nah, like, that I actually personally listen to, I'm going to preface it with that. That way can't nobody say, oh, man, he trying to. It's like this who I personally listen to.
Yes.
Let's see who I personally listen to. My guy Ronnie C.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm still a OG Young Cakes fan.
Well,
y'all might know this Big Cake, Old Cake, Daddy Dollars, whatever. I'm still an OG Young Cakes fan.
That's my guy, man.
Huh?
Shout out to Cake. Shout out to him, man. That's my guy, man.
Let's see. Cage Cheadle, his No Sleep series. I don't know if people know about that. Like, the No Sleep series by Cage Cheadle. I'm still jamming Cage. What's that, 3? YOLO.
YOLO.
YOLO, man. Yeah, YOLO Rue, man. One of my favorite songs by Yolo Rue, and I tell him this all the time, is Struggle. It's one of his old songs, Struggle. That's one of my favorite fucking, probably a, like,
Yolo Rue, send the record, man. Send the record, bro.
Yeah, that's an old one, man. Like, that's an old one. That one, Meet the Plugs, all that, like, that old stuff. Like, let's see this stiff one. Who am I looking to, this stiff one? I'm listening to Baller With No Deal, the first Moet City actual compilation, man. Like, I'm listening to that. And, like, that's not even because I'm with Moet City. That's because this is, like, a fan of the music, man. Like, straight up.
Where can you find that?
Baller With No Deal, that's on Spinrilla, man. That's on Spinrilla. That had, like, that's Uno on there rapping. Perk, Ben Frank, Money Mall, NCPYB, Gia, man, Juju, or the Sango, man, Quez, OG, man, everybody, yeah. That's my top five. Like, that's musically, like, you know what I'm saying? I personally listen to. It's probably some I forgot. Cause I do, like, I try to make sure that I listen to some of everybody, man. If you got something going and, you know, I got time to check it out, or if people just send it to me, I definitely always check it out. I might not say nothing back or, like, post it or nothing, but I listen to everybody's music, man, for real, for real. And I don't like trap rap like that. Like, that's what they people probably don't know. I don't like a lot of trap rap. I ain't ever so dope in that like that. So, man, yeah. Like, listen to some cool shit.
But I want to listen to some cool shit. Like this drip.
Hey, but y'all know who, you know who I did mention that I like listen to that ain't really like rapping like that, but when he does rap, he be killing shit.
Oh.
Merge.
Merge.
Man,
okay.
We call him Cash.
Yeah.
He went on 106 and Park back in the day, man. He won the Freestyle Friday battle.
Yeah, Merge.
Yeah, he won the Freestyle Friday battle. He used to go by Miami.
That's crazy shit, because I low-key forgot about him.
I ain't never forget. My boy be killing. And I remember him, we went to school together, bro, was snapping. Like, freestyle game is crazy.
Yeah, for y'all don't know, y'all can go to YouTube and get that. And watch that shit.
Yeah, my boy.
My favorite song was always on social media, though.
Yeah, bro went on 106 and Park before social media popped off. Like, before it was how it was now, man.
Like,
he was on 106
and Park.
Freestyle rapping for the bill. Huh?
I think you could pull up episodes from 106 and Park on YouTube.
Probably, but yeah, this is before Cole was rapping. This had to be before Cole was rapping, because 106 and Park was going off by then.
I don't know when he started rapping.
I mean, not rapping, but before we knew of Cole rapping, you know what I'm saying? What I said, before he got famous, before he popped. But yeah, bro, was like on there, on BET for real, on the 106 Park stage.
Yo, I'm going to get into this Like Me. And then I want to ask you about your opinion on J. Cole and Moray and how you think they doing. After this record, we be back. Swamp City. Moet City. The Stage Radio. Let go.
Hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey,
who you know think like me? Shirts in the sink like me. Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Nobody. Coke on the ship like me. Hey, nobody. Got the grip on a pistol. Set it blunt, no whistle, whistle. Bullets aimed at your wrist, wrist. Quick strength, you kiss. Who you know sip like me? Up in the club with the drip like me. Nobody. Up in the club with the clip like me. Up in the club with a cup handy. Nobody. Hey, hey. Pour the hand in the cup. Cup. Man, I don't give a fuck. Nah. We're the bird fucking duck. Gun on that fuck. Who you know boss like me? Take no loss like me. Hey, who you know flaws like me? Up in the club with the sauce like me. Hey, hey. In the club I'm a stunner. Stunner. High as hell never wanna. Wanna. Hot as hell no sauna. Yeah. Smoking on California. Yeah.
Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me?
Hey, hey.
Who you know flip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey,
hey. Who you know drip like this? Walk in the club with a black 4/5. Hey, who you know pimp like this? Yeah, I'm a pimp, ain't got no limp. Hey, yeah, I just roll me a spliff. Gas in the paper, now I'm high like a blimp. Hey, yeah, buddy, look at my wrist. This right here cost you motherfucking rich. Hey, pop me a bean, I'm on go. Drip so hard, left sauce on the flow. Hey, nigga, try me, I'm a blow. Five, man, down on the go. And I ain't covering no hoe. Give me that mouth, then baby, hit the dough. Hey, trapping in the 910. So you know a nigga got a pocket full of snow. Hey, scale in the came off a fish. Got your bitch at my house doing dishes. And we reppin' the West, headshot fuck a vest. Come through screaming gang at you bitches.
Gang.
Ooh, drip, drip, drip. Got a pocket full of crip, crip, crip. On the block making flip, flip, flip,
flip, flip.
Drippin' hard, I might slip, slip, slip.
Hey,
ooh. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey.
Who you know? On the first name base with Julio. No, I ain't so cracked in a long time. But I stay with the bud like Rudy though. Get it. They know some of the black guy when it rhyme. That's why I ain't allowed in the studio. It's my turn like the do now. This paradise, I'm Coolio. One from the west on the north side. Got a little bitch down in TP. Y'all wanna beef, but you're too far. Must be sitting in the cheap seats. They be like, yo, who drill? I be like, why, who slill? Dominique Dawg, who flew? Just sold the earth for the field. Sun ain't the stars, what they call me. Give me my space, bitch, get off my way. Can't drop a car in the ocean. You niggas is crazy, get out my face. Boy, I'm a pimp like Don Juan. Y'all niggas bitch like Pom Pom. Got my hair cut by John John. I shinky fried like wonton. Yeah.
Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey. Who you know drip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey. Who you know flip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey, who you know drip like me? Who you know drip like me? Hey, hey, who you know flip like me? Who you know get like me? Hey, hey.
Yeah! You are not tuned in to the Stage Radio Show. Rockin' with my man Beastie. From 9 to 11. 646-787-8054. It's the fourth letter, who do it better?
Hey, It's your boy Big Homie Band. That's Big Homie with the two G's, and you tuned in with the Stage Radio. Bitch.
Yeah. Shout out to some of the stars too, man. Yo, what do you think about people? Because people, yo, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, from here. And when I came, I've been here for some time now. I think about maybe 7 years. But when I came, everybody was like, J. Cole ain't, you know, pulling the city in. He not, you know what I'm saying, bigging nobody up. He not putting nobody on from the city. Now, the city is fire. Yo, I went to a lot. I've been through a lot of music in this city. I'm talking about from gospel to everything. And every type of music I heard and said was fire. So why do you think this man, if this is true, not putting nobody on?
Well, it ain't true. Because he did it more than once. So think about, so I don't know if everybody remember Pharoah Salaam or Fabian. I don't know what he go by now. Something would start with B. Cole, him and Cole took a picture at one of these clubs he was at, and after that, buddy shot off. And think about this. He, for when Mo dropped Quicksand, he was one of the first comments on there. Mo, look at what Mo doing now.
Yeah, he even got a song
and he took him on tour. Not to mention that, he just took him on tour.
Super dope.
And then on top of that, when we was protesting, people don't understand. Cole be tuned into the city that he went to Scarborough Road first before he came to downtown. He went down there looking to see where it was at, and then ended up at downtown. So be tuned into the city more than people think.
That's what I was about to say. I was about to say, yo, even he came back to the protest. You know what I mean? He pulled up. So he must watching something. Or he must be in tune with something.
Yeah, he in tune with the city. He from here. He definitely in tune with the city. And then he didn't come on no photo op or nothing like that. Hell, he had been out the way for the longest. He came, he chilled, and he played the background, and he went about his business. Like, it wasn't like he came out there, like, yeah, man, I'm here. He was like, yo, I'm chilling, I'm here with y'all, and kept it moving. And if you can't respect that, then you can't respect nothing, because he could have came out there, 50 million people surrounding him, you can't get access to him, like, he was taking pictures with people, you know, saying hey to people, shaking hands, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Well, not shaking hands, because you know it's like the height of COVID, but he dapping motherfucker like, you know, hey, what's going on? But yeah, like, I don't know.
But I didn't understand. I'm like, why are they saying J. Cole not putting nobody on?
Because
when
he want a handout. People want a handout. A lot of people want a handout and want somebody to do it for them rather than do it themselves. Like, even with, bruh, Mo could have, you know, rolled that wave of, oh, yeah, I'm Cole, got a co-sign for Cole. Nah, Mo went and did that work. And he earned the respect of Cole. He didn't get the co-sign of Cole. He earned the respect, and he's working. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think it's just a handout, like somebody's going to instantly make you pop like that. Like, nah, you got to be doing that work. Mo had a fire song. Like, you can't deny it. You put Quicksand on right now, everybody going to like it. Mamas and all. Mamas, grannies and all. Straight up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, that coupled with that cosign from Cole, it was what it took.
Yo, I think it's so dope that they got a song together. I think that's so dope. Like, two dudes from Fayetteville got a song together.
Not even that. They got two Grammy nominations. They got two Grammy nominations together.
Yeah,
that's
super dope. Yeah, man.
Shout out to
Mo Ren
and J. Cole.
Yeah, man. And Mo definitely tapped in with the city. Like, that's one thing people can't ever say about that, man. He definitely tapped in with the city. Like, straight up. Like, I was just talking about
it. I hear this shit a lot. And I'm not understanding. I'm like, yo, bro, come to the city. Yo, but yo, like you say, get your business straight. Do it yourself. Let somebody see what you're doing.
Exactly. Like, that's another
nobody
thing. People got to understand this. Go ahead, bro.
I said, nobody know what you're doing. They don't know what to do with you.
Exactly. And see, another thing, like, Mo is about helping others. Like, so, Mo is super tapped in with the city. You got to think about it. He shot trenches. That was a damn community cookout for everybody. Everybody was invited. So it was your opportunity to meet whoever you wanted to meet or whoever you needed to meet right then and there. And interact with bro, because he wasn't on no, like, pushing people off type deal. He worked and he handled his business. And then he came back. We just recently did a video where we literally gave out the location on Facebook and told everybody to come.
Shout out to Creek
outside
Savage.
Yeah, huh?
So shout out to Creek Savage.
Right. But, like, even outside of that, me and bro did the backpack giveaway. That was an opportunity for everybody to come out. And we're about to do a Christmas event. Well, him and Vic are about to do the Christmas event. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro is super tapped in with the city. And hell, people gotta understand too. He working his way. He's still working, making his way. At the same time.
Right,
so,
right,
yeah.
Right. Cause he got his foot in the door. What people don't understand is he got his foot in the door, but he ain't in there yet. And people think, oh, because you get a deal or whatever, you a millionaire. No, he got to get in the door before he bring you in the door.
Yeah, bro, still, bro, working. Like, and that's the thing, bro, working. And when he can provide opportunities and help people out, he does that. Like, he trusted me to help him put together the trenches video. He trusted me to help him with the book bag drive. He trusted me to help him with different things. Like, as far as, you know, helping him out with, you know, those things. So that's an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Opportunity where you got to see camera people, photographers come get pictures and videographers come get drops or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It was a way. Like, that's an opportunity. He don't have to hand people money for people to get an opportunity.
Right.
Or you can create your own opportunity.
Before we go on, get the people your social media. Tell them where they can find
you. You can find me on Facebook at King Jones, K-E-E-M Jones, or on Instagram at Underground King, Underground K-E-E-M on Instagram. Other than that, man, just pull up to an event and just holler at me. Like, feel we can really chop it up, and I can shoot you my personal number. Like, we can, you know, just link up, man. I'm not one of these guys that's not accessible.
So what would you like to see in the near future in the city? And, I mean, that goes across the board with music, with, excuse me, activism, community.
I would just want to see a place, a creative place, man. Like, something like Creative Space Station was doing. Like, I would love to see something where creativity and education all come together, almost like a facility, like a big facility where everybody can come and create. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm
doing. Not just a studio, or not just so we got a photography area. Nah, it's got all this full service, like places like Atlanta and all these different areas, different markets, man. They got full service labels right here. You walk down the hall and it's this and it's that, and you got this room and you got that. You got this sound stage, and like, straight up, for real, man. I would like to see all these rappers got all this money. All these people got all this money, man. Shoot, let's go buy some land. Let's put all that paper together. Let's go buy some land and build whatever we want out there, man. For real, everybody got money. I could pick out 10 videos right now with people flashing a couple racks. Straight up. Or if I said that I got a diamond tester, everybody's going to be wanting to show that they got real diamonds. So take
right.
some of that paper and put it together. Let's go get some of this land, because the city's for sale. All this stuff is for sale. I'm telling you, we ride past these signs all the time. Say such and such acres and whatever, man. You better go on and buy some and build instead of trying to worry about running somewhere. Oh, yeah, man, we need this here, man. I wish we had this here. Go build it. You got the money. Straight up. That's about everything. That's about all I want to see. These people, like, really start doing what they're saying. Like, it's about action at this point. Talked enough.
Y'all heard the man. Let's band together and see how we can make this happen. Because I think it would be good for the city as a whole, but I think it would be especially dope for the kids, because you will be setting an example, showing them something other than losing a loved one or struggle. You're showing them creativity, so I think that's a little bit.
You know, it will be a business. It will be a business. You know what I mean? And it will be one big business. And it could be so dope. But they have to have a owner, a boss, a CEO. Sad part about it is everybody want to be the boss. How you deal with that?
How do I deal with that? I just work by myself for the most part, and as far as like putting it together, and then, you know, partner with who I need to partner with. That way I ain't partnering with just everybody ain't in the mix. You only partner with who you need to partner with. Like, you want to partner. Everybody want to partner with your homies. I mean, I got plenty of homies I wish I was doing all this with, but at the same time, we can't partner together. But I do know some people that I can partner with. We may not be the tightest of homies, but we know how to partner together and get this work done.
Yeah. A lot of people don't understand a business relationship. So, yeah, I get that.
And exactly. Then it's about doing your part. Like, straight up, this is about doing your part, no matter what. Like, I feel like two business owners can come together. Like, hell, like Mo and Vic, that's a perfect example. They both have huge followings. You know what I'm saying? Both of these guys both got huge followings. But they coming together to do this, and it's taking that and making it bigger, making a way bigger impact. And that's what it's about. Like, they could have been like, nah, I'm going to do one over here. I'm going to do one over here. Probably got the same result or whatever. But it's why do that when we can do this all together and make something way bigger and way more impactful? And that's what it's about. That's pretty much how we do it. At least me and my guys, the guys, the people that I work with, guys and girls, because I can't say it's just guys. I work with women too, man. But, like, that's pretty much how you do it. Just play your part. Do what you're supposed to do and get out the way. And I apologize if y'all hear like a kid in the background. That's my 1-year-old, man.
Nah, man, he's good. When you know how many kids we met, he wanted to host somebody's
baby as a co-host. Don't worry about it.
Right, yeah, he wanted a co-host right now. He's good. But yeah, so what would you say to these up and coming young artists before we wrap? What would you say?
Know your business, do your research, and don't follow nobody else's path, man. Do your research, you know, look back and handle your business right, but at the end of the day, just follow the path that makes you happy and that what satisfies you, because at the end of the day, you got to deal with whatever happens. And then, honestly, what I've learned, when you start doing it your way, you get better results. Because when you're doing it other people's way or doing what other people feel like you should be doing, you're going to keep getting the results that, you know, you don't want. But once you start doing it your way and doing, you know, following your own thoughts, you're going to get the results you want, you know. Like, I ain't going to lie. Like, even me being doing this, what I'm doing now, or being able to associate with some of the people I associate with, I wasn't ever able to do it, you know, solely off, you know, doing music and running around. Granted, you know, I've been able to meet some of my favorite rappers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been out with Money Man and Lucci and, hell, Gucci Mane and OJ and Gotti and all these different people. But it's like to actually be working with Mo, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, being able to actually doing stuff that with, you know, event that's sponsored by LRG or something like that, you know what I'm saying? It was like doing something that shit that I actually enjoy doing, like, I enjoy giving back to people and helping my brother. This is what it is.
So what?
Follow your dream. Follow your what you feel. You said what I got coming up, bro?
What you got coming up?
Next, the 23rd, bro. 23rd. December 23rd, Sugar Stadium. I'm honestly just in the background helping out with Broden, man. I'm going to be out there volunteering at Vic and Mo event, man. You know, I'm going to be out there volunteering, helping out, man, and, you know, doing my part.
And, what's going on out there?
Yeah. Christmas giveaway, man. Sega Stadium, 10 to 4, man.
Giving away
pretty
Christmas?
Dope. Yeah, they get doing Christmas giveaway. Mo and Vic coming together, man. They got... Like, I wrote an article in the paper about it, man. They got, like, crazy sponsors, bro. They got, they're going to be doing haircuts. He got barbers and stuff. They're going to be doing haircuts. gonna be pretty dope. DJ Rico Valley gonna be out there, gonna be real dope. We're gonna be helping people. There's gonna be people out there to help with rental assistance and all that too, bro. Yeah, I think pretty dope stuff going on. So yeah, man. 10/23, 10/4.
Yo, if y'all need more information, the flyer is, I believe the flyer is on the stage page, the stage radio page. So y'all could check that out. If it's not, it will be. If you need more information, you can hit King Jones, or you can hit the stage radio, and we'll let you know what's going on. Pull up. That's super dope. We commend you for all you do, man. All you do. Nikki, you got some
fun. And
keep going.
Much, man. Keep going,
man. Man, I'm just doing my part. Man. Thank y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.
Diva, you got some words for King?
The only thing I can say that I want to say at this point is keep being you. Like, since I've known you, you just been you. So keep doing that because it's helping people. I'm just going to say it like that. It's helping people. You just being you. You know, a lot of people don't know what their particular purpose is for themselves and for life. And you just roll with the punches and you're you. And it works out best that way.
Yo, King, I went down someplace. I go a lot of places. But I went someplace. I don't know where I was. But in Roof Haven, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but I'm going to introduce you to them if you're not. They was giving out.
Oh, you're
out
talking
food.
About CJ Starr, yeah.
Yeah.
CJ Starr. I went down there, yo, and I always heard about people giving shit away, you know what I'm saying? You know, fucking clothes and food and shit like that. But you know what I'm saying? I brought some hot dogs outside. CJ Starr had the clothes and the drinks and the this and the that. And, yo, I went down there. And it was so amazing to me how happy these people were over this shit, which makes me want to do it more with her. So I hope y'all two can even partner and do something like that.
Yeah, CJ cool, man. She real cool, man.
Yeah. Yo, it's amazing when you can help somebody and they genuinely like say thank you because a motherfucker say thank you. Every thank you ain't genuine. But these people were so genuine, man. They were so appreciative. Like, I got to get in today. But, yeah, we need to talk. The stage radio team in Roof Haven. See if we can get something nice together like that. The 23rd, pull up. Get your information from the stage radio. It's on the page. If it ain't on the page, Team got you. Team Jones, look it up. Ask any one of my co-hosts what it is. King Jones, we love you, man. We appreciate you coming through. We appreciate you being part of
it. Yeah, definitely.
We'll be back after the drops.
I definitely appreciate y'all, man.
Stay up.
Yo! Call the police. They killing them. We got a beastie on the stage. Call the fire department. Yo, it's getting out of here. Finesse the plug, man. Y'all already know what time.
Yeah, man, you don't know a little Ike Edison and we say big up that stage. You don't know it going on. Yes, and that stage of the vibe where everybody wah-wah. Yes, yes. And we say, who know of them vibe? You tell me where they want to go do now. Yeah, man.
What's happening? It's your girl, Meech Lover, and you kicking it with the Stage Radio. Hear the hottest music from independent artists worldwide, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11. Let go.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Lottie. It's a whole lot of Lit Squad shit going on. So if you ain't got your drinks and got your blunts yet, you need to tune in to the Stage Radio. I'm out.
Yes, sir. Big, big shout out to Keem for that interview, man. What did y'all think?
Yeah, that was dope. Very insightful. He said a lot of good stuff.
It was, informative.
Been said before, but coming from someone who is outside of certain circles, yeah, I think it's good to hear. You know what I'm saying? People tune you out when y'all in the same circle,
right.
Like you don't know what you're talking about.
Right, right.
So he really dropped some gems. I hope people listen.
He did his thing,
it was pretty dope.
He did
his thing. Like if you didn't pay attention, because the shit he was saying was some real shit. And what's crazy is he not clicked up like that. He fuck with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you know what. Yeah, he more city, but then he fuck with everybody. You know what I'm saying? There's people out here, oh, I only could fuck with this clique, or and it's sad because the shit ain't even labels no more. It's cliques. Because back in the days, labels, they wrote with everybody. Back in the days, when you had beef, they took it to the record, and they brung it to the record, and they didn't sub you.
Right.
You knew when you had beef with a motherfucker. You knew when you had beef what the fuck you did. Now you like, damn, son, what I do?
Whatever do to you.
Right. If there's something now, you just be like, what happened?
What happened?
I didn't even know we were beefing.
Right. Right. When did we start?
Right.
I wasn't aware. When did we start beefing, yo?
Right.
But, Nikki, what was your takeaway of all of that? What was your takeaway?
That there are people here. There are people here that genuine. Because in my experience, I've been tripped up a lot. And I don't mind cutting myself off from the folks to preserve my mentality, my freedom, my blood pressure. But the things that he was saying, not just his humility, but the things that he was saying showed that he really had a heart for the people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my takeaway was that there's still some good in 2-6.
Ms. Diva said that he was being real humble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when should you not be humble? Because I don't know the difference. Because I'm humble, but then yet, I think I'm humble, but yet other people don't think. Okay? So how do you turn it on and turn it off? Because she said he was being too humble.
I said modest. She said modest. I said humble.
And tomato, tomato. Tomato, tomato. So when do you stop being modest?
I don't know.
What is
when
too modest? Like, what does it mean to be too modest?
when you know that sometimes people only move when they know that you're attached to something because they have been following you for so long and they know your story and they excuse me, they dig your message.
Hey,
so
man,
sometimes
no smoke on the air.
Ah, my bad.
Says the chimney.
Right. My bad.
Says the chimney. Now, Joe, listen, I'm shit, I'm doing it right now. Listen, but when do you, like, because I don't know. I don't understand. I think I'm the most humblest person in the world. I think so. But no one else thinks so. No one.
It's a beastie.
But no one thinks so. No one thinks I'm humble. But that's just a little, you know, catchphrase. You know? Everybody got a catchphrase, you know, Batman, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a catchphrase. But I think I'm so humble.
Being humble when you know how far God has brought you from a certain situation, but at a time when it's time to not be humble is when people are playing with you, when they're playing with you and they're playing with your craft and they're playing with what you do. So you got to get on your unhumble shit and be like, fuck that. I do this. This is who I am. This is what I do. And
this,
you don't have to like it, but you're going to respect it.
Talk your shit. This is what I tell Nikki.
Somebody needed to give him a green light.
Bitch, I'm beastie. When I tell you,
that's not what she
said. You done, boy, you done, a woman, you done said some shit. Talk to Nikki.
That is not what she said.
Yes, she did. What?
Lottie.
She got me.
I'm just saying. A lot of times people play with you. A lot of times people will play with you because you're too humble. You're too humble because you don't want to put it out there. So people will play with you, and they'll minimize your crap.
Choke it up, baby.
They'll minimize your crap. They'll minimize what you can do, and they'll minimize what you're about and what you brought to the table. Some of the times you'll bring the whole table, the food, the entrees, the juice, the plates, the cups, even the tablecloth, and they'll still try to play you. That's when you be unhumble, and you knock all that shit off the motherfucking table and tell them, bitch, if it weren't for me bringing the table, you wouldn't have shit.
Yeah, you got me going. Yes, sir. Talk your shit, man.
To answer the question, that's when it's time to not be so modest and to not show so much humility. Because sometimes you showing that humility and showing that modesty can get you played in certain situations.
Yo, let me tell you something. I'm going to play this big spender because I'm over being modest. I'm over being humble because 2021, being modest and being humble did nothing for me but get me kicked in the ass several times. And my ass is hurt. So fuck this shit. Bitch, I'm beastie. Let go. This is the stage. Lottie, A-game.
Showtime! Yes, sir! I don't know what's going on in my mind, so let me get back.
What?
Yes!
bitch, get out the way, I ain't talking you. I'm just out to get the fucking cheap.
Players are drone with platinum propellers. Niggas be quick to choke up like a bitch. While I'm just standing here minding my shit. Niggas be pussy so deep in they feelings. Like you abroad, I fuck with you later. Ducking and running from cops who pissing and empty my pockets out. Throw the city cops are sagging off. Middle finger up, fuck the law. I am the bug, man, come in and give me some money. Like I just open a garden, eh? Underlay, bombing over. Before I have to spray out of all of those. Can't hold it. The Liberian lady that gave me the book. Hit her, say, hey, I don't make kind of look. I know we trained and I left it for town, so yeah, just only just sit the fuck down. I was here chasing a hustle, packing more bread in the bag than a muscle. I was here chasing a hustle, yeah, I'm packing more bread in the bag than a muscle. You know who I am, Lottie. You know what it is, Lottie. You know how I get down. I don't just sit around. It's your boy.
I'ma fuck it up, need the money coming like a green truck. Niggas mad, but niggas so what? Had to switch it up, you get no love. Fight on these niggas, I'm about to rock on these niggas. There ain't no go with these niggas. Oh yes, I got you, but with no Mitchell, you're yeah, please out the Mitchell. It could all be so simple, but you like a shoot fight, don't bother me. Niggas get knocked off, and with the who's so what? You ain't the yo, EP, man, it's the guy they see. You ain't the same when you broke, bitch. Give me the hustle, flex up the muscle. Finally be happy that all of my family got the struggle.
Niggas can never be bigger than me if I was the size of those tables. Shovel. It's deeper than mud, I got out of gravel. Pouring rain, now I seen better days. Sunshine, all I see was my style. Now I'm winning at an uphill battle. Now I graduate with my class.
You already know what it is.
Stage
radio.
Stage.
Yeah.
Serious.
A-game. Smiley.
More energy.
I'm bringing the motherfucking back.
Yes, sir. Yo, we not playing with y'all. 2022, we are not playing with y'all. So I'm telling you, we not playing with y'all. You're going to hear shit crazy. You're going to hear a lot of hip-hop. You're going to hear a lot of R&B like this song, No More Lies, because y'all niggas is lying, thinking we not about to put on. Y'all niggas is lying. The stage radio, we about to give it up. Oh my God. We be back. Miss Diva, talk to him.
Thank you.
Yeah, this your boy Show Shot S. Dot, man. Straight from Nine City. Y'all know what it is, man. When y'all rocking in Nine City, y'all know who to rock with. Beastie and the Stage Radio, bro. That's just how we get down, man. Let's do it, homie.
Yo, this is CJ the Tech, and you listen to the Stage Radio.
Yeah, so, yo, I'm telling you, we not coming to play with y'all 2022. Whole lot of shit going on, man. Whole lot of shit, man. Yo, I got some big boy shit, too. I'm trying to work out for August awards. It's going to be crazy. Going to be crazy. I'm waiting for Nikki to get me back with them numbers so I can prove her wrong. But it's going to be crazy.
What you want from me?
You know what I'm talking about. If you don't, we'll talk about it later. Yo, shout out to Ms. Diva out there doing her thing. Y'all need to book her. Hit her or hit thestageradio.com. Hit thestageradio at gmail.com. It's on Facebook.
Hook me up.
For
hey,
real.
Y'all ever Google the Stage Radio? It's very interesting. If y'all like the show, I need y'all to go on Google and leave some reviews. We got pictures and all kinds of stuff. Google verified. But we need some reviews. Like, drop us a line.
Right. Tell about drop the show if you like.
Yeah, right. No.
Tell us something. Who your favorite.
Bye-bye.
Tell us who your favorite host is. Tell us who your favorite
right.
host is. You know what? That might be a category. We need to make that a category. Who's your favorite host for Miami? I think we should do that, Nikki. What you think? You think we should do that? Who's your favorite host?
I can throw a host poll real quick.
Yeah, I think we need that. Who's your favorite host? Vote for your favorite host. For real, man, because all these people do what they do. Everybody play their position, and they do what they do, yo. For real. I think right now, I think we got the perfect team. Lottie
yeah.
Lott said he wanted to come aboard, but that dude's snoozing. But shout out to Lottie Lott. We got to get up 5 in the morning for work.
I understand that.
5 in the a.m. Yes, and then he don't get off till 5 in the a.m. and the p.m. So shout out to Lottie
well,
Lott.
How was this?
Oh, yeah. Whole lot going on, man. For real. Like these dirty guns. Swarm City, stand up. Oh, and yo, I'm telling you, it's going to be Hawkeye, Swarm City, Lit Squad, the Stage Radio year 2022. Mark my words. Yo, when I told niggas it's going to be the 2022 is going to be the year of the females, they ain't believe me. They ain't believe me. So they had to see themselves. And the females tore 21 up.
Did.
The females went bananas. Bananas, yo. For real, yo. Let's start at the WTW. Y'all know what they do. Let's go. Oh, my God. The women tore 2021. Up. Miss Diva, y'all know what she do. You hear the song. Oh, my God. Ruga Red.
And you know
that. You know that.
Madam Trauma.
Oh, Madam Trauma. China Vaughn.
Blaze.
Lady Rain. Oh, my
A-game.
God. So many. A-game. Yes. 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 Tano La. Goddamn.
Oh, yeah. Tano La. Smiley Quinn,
yes, it's so many women that toured 2020, man. Oh my God, I told y'all last December, yo, I could share the fucking joint, cause I know it's gonna come back on my look back. I could share it. I told these niggas. 2021 was the year of the female. And they did their thing. Lizzie Yeo. Oh, my goodness. There's a whole lot of Honey Petite. Y'all know, y'all, if y'all seen the show. Oh, my God. So many females, man. Niecy Brown. Oh, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. What these females did to 2021.
Treya LaRue.
Treya LaRue. Shout out to her. Yeah. Shout out to Nash.
Yeah, I was going to say Nash.
Anaja. Anaja.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her. A lot of females, man.
A lot of dope
Diddy.
Artists. There's
Diddy.
Another one. She's on the stage all the time. What's her name? She sings too. What's her name? Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Hey, we'll spit it out then, goddammit.
I'm trying. She was even on the 1,000th episode. She called in. Why I want to call her Ella May, but I know that's not
her name.
Ela.
Ela. She was on the tip of my tongue, and I wanted to call her Ella May so bad.
Shout out to Eli. Yeah, that was dope. Eli called in the 1,000th episode. Shout out to her. Shout out to Canary. Her management, yo. Shout out to her, man. There's a whole lot. Shout out to Elizabeth Price. Put that big girl, I want to say. Tour together. Had all them queens come out there. Shout out to that.
Yeah.
Whole lot of things went on with these women this year that was reckless. I told y'all, man. Now, I'm going to tell y'all now. And then, remember what I say. The Stage Radio. Swamp City. Lit Squad. About to be retarded. Hawkeye, about to be retarded. Remember, I said this. I said that shit last December. I'm saying this shit this December. We're going to show y'all how to play. Because we watched y'all ball all this season, and I ain't seen enough points up. There's a lot of misses. And I mean a lot of misses. Sad part about it is, I ain't talking about shots. There's a lot of niggas acting like misses. Yo, we're going to get into this ball heads. I'm telling you, it just begun. Sean Dallow.
It's only just begun.
Send the star. Talk to these people, man. Because they're going to run us up out of here. We be back.
Yeah, sir. Hey, Sonny. What am Memphis try and get us. Cause we come in the blood clot town and make money. They should be happy. Them I go chase us crazy ball hits out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So them I go chase us crazy ball hits out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around.
Been on the run for a minute. Got a gold from a dentist. Niggas mad cause I charge them 1400 like a stimmy.
And we running around your town singing Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. And these niggas on crickets, I ain't talking about
you. You heard me before. If you niggas don't know, we run the block. Two on the show. Passing my bro. My cousin got the blicky on the side, just watch the dope. I ain't scared to tell fiend, hell no.
Slam dunk on him, alley-oop.
Fire, fire.
I rally true, don't make us do what we do. I hit three, probably two. Cation hot, by you. That bitch, a bugaboo. Take the one and lick the one.
Tell my girl, she's a crazy ball hit. Out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So them I go chase us crazy ball hit out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around.
Now who the fuck do these white niggas think they is just trying to set up on my block? Turn this shit up like I'm Oscar. Wipe this shit out like it's my block. We can shoot this shit out like I'm Lennox. Fuck your belly, bitch, it's a headshot. Split this throat, call me Chica. About to creep on everybody sleeping.
Who on that blood clot is this kiss from New York City? Trying to dump some bullshit about my committee. Look, sonny, this nigga's moving funny. Don't be a dummy. We need to bounce like some bears. Me no talk, won't come.
If I see that, I'll be knowing this. Gon' get him. It's a marathon. Hit him with a headshot. Ball in the back. What I take to the face? I'm a west side nigga. Bang with a roster. Them niggas in black mask. They my partners.
I move around like a monster. I spit my lobster and my pasta. Yeah, them boys are shot.
Them I go chase us crazy ball hits out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So them I go chase us crazy. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So here I go.
Niggas need to give us a task, Nikki, because this shit way too easy. Yo, Diva, this shit is way too easy.
Way too easy.
Sunday Star, talk to him. Tell him it's way too easy, sir. I guess
he's not gonna talk to him. If I up it, then I drop it, then it's way too easy. Way too easy.
Way too easy.
That little money that you get, them boy, that's way too easy. That little baby that you fucking boy, that's way too easy. Way too easy. If getting fresh be the topic, boy, that's way too easy.
You fresh.
If I up it, then I'm popping, boy, that's way too easy. Way too easy. I got some hot shit from a friend. He said you hot when you begin. Pray they love you in the end.
boy, that's way too peasy. My mama told me niggas way too sneaky. Wanna walk in your jeans sliced, they waist to feed. I grabbed a bumble in her face this week. Said, mama, hustler, I replaced the denim. Yeah, that's way too easy. I got niggas that can't wait to be. I got visions that can't wait to be. They saying racist cause I hate the faces that are fake and greedy. That little money that you get, them boy, that's way too easy. That little rabbit that you fucking boy, that's way too easy. Way too easy. If getting fresh be the topic, boy, that's way too easy. Then I'm popping, boy, that way too easy. Way too easy.
Yo, and Nikki, if we got problems, I heard Lit Squad and Swarm City had them dirty guns. That's what I heard. I heard they had them dirty guns.
You be hearing the fuck.
People got the true definition of dirty, dirty, dirty. Misconstrued. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but fuck rules.
I'm probably not.
I don't know. I just know. There's two ways to be in life.
Two.
You can be clean.
Clean.
About your shit. Or you can be dirty.
Dirty. Number two.
Hey. I got some dirty guns.
What?
I stay doing dirty work.
You know it.
I know some hungry ones who working and don't put their feelings first.
They don't.
Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying. Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying. I got some dirty guns.
What?
I stay doing dirty work.
You know it.
I know some hungry ones who marking and don't put their feelings first.
They don't.
Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying. Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying at all. All of this shit I got started dirty. It came straight out the mud. They always show love. No, I'm not talking about off to the grave. I'm talking about the Mexicanos with Yeah. I find a club by selling them buds. Couldn't make this shit up even if I try. Half of y'all rappers probably telling lies. Talking about a life that you ain't really lived. Really speaking on the murder you ain't did. I ain't gonna kid, never nigga kid. Road fuck his wife, you ain't about to die. Some youngers all on the nigga head. Like a bandana right before the bed. Do the hammer dance when it's hammer time. I'm a wild boy, but no Steve-O. Scary dreams like I'm Freddy Krueger, but ain't no nightmare on Elm Street. Niggas get killed on the day by your baby mama having your baby. I know this shit probably driving you crazy, so you should just chill and lay up with your lady. I'ma get paid to stay fucking these baddies who willing to pay me.
Hey.
I got some dirty guns.
What?
I stay doing dirty work.
You know it.
I know some hungry ones who marking and don't put their feelings first.
They don't.
Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying. Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying. I got some dirty guns.
What?
I stay doing dirty work.
You know it.
I know some hungry ones who marking and don't put their feelings first.
They don't.
Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying. Look what this money can buy.
Keep it dirty, I'm nice with the aim, nigga, I keep it sturdy. Can't run up on me, niggas, I get it barely. Your bitch on the knees and she giving me slurdy. I'm mauling her lady, long call that bitch turkey. I'm killing that pussy, she calling the clergy. I'm straight for the swamp, nigga, shit can get murky. I do what I want, I put two in a derby. Trust me, my nigga, we got it. Trust me, my nigga, we valid. Nice with no hands, autopilot. Mask on, nigga, we got it. Aiming and squeezing, retarded. Mock on my target, send them away and departed. Sick in the head, I'm retarded. Don't even bother. Cold-blooded, nigga, I'm heartless. I'm gonna get you regardless. Don't even start it. I got them dirty guns. I say doing dirty work. Loaded up 31. Fuck with me and get your feelings hurt. Look what this money can buy. Trust me, my nigga, you die. Don't even try. Parental discretion advised. Put that ass up in the sky. I got some dirty guns.
I stay doing dirty work.
You know it.
I know some hungry ones who working and don't put their feelings first.
They don't.
Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying it. Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying it. I got some dirty guns. I stay doing dirty work.
You know it.
I know some hungry ones who working and don't put their feelings first.
They don't.
Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying it. Look what this money can buy. Try me, I know that you niggas ain't buying it.
Shout out to Lit Squad, shout out to Swarm City. Yo, Swarm City gonna be everywhere. Lit Squad gonna be everywhere. The Stage Radio gonna be everywhere. We about to let it bang. 2022. We gotta let it bang, man. Shout out to Barrella doing whatever Barrella does. Bigfoot, but, Bigfoot, punch. Just the stage. Let it bang. We be back.
Ha ha! Yeah! STF! G! Willie! Gang! Ha! Let it bang! Let it bang! Let it bang in the streets, let it ring. Let it bang, let it bang. Let it bang in the club, let it sing.
Eastside, let it bang.
Westside,
let it bang.
Southside,
let it bang.
Northside,
let it bang.
Eastside,
let it bang.
Westside,
let it bang.
Southside,
let it bang.
Northside,
let it bang.
I just let it bang.
Boom,
chain, let it hang.
Yeah,
put them clips that sit in the clip. I just let it ring. Pain. I fuck with Snoop, but I love them hoes, so I'm in the club and I make it rain. I'm getting dope, I'm about to blow, I'm moving on to better things.
Yeah.
I'm in the mink, sitting in the coupe, interior, that leather thing. My Beretta sang, it is dead to brains. Don't ever go against the grain. Cause we got ace in the ring of pain. With banana clips, we'll let it bang. Get a hit the dome and split the brains. On the streets or on the train, in the wild, wild west is all the same. I put your name in the hall of fame. I know what's a motherfucker, goddamn low down dirty shame, but I let it bang.
Bang,
let it bang. Let it bang. Let it bang in the streets, let it ring. Let it bang. Let it bang. Let it bang in the club, let it sing.
Eastside, let it bang.
Westside,
let it bang.
Shit, I let it rain. Pull up with that tool up. Hit y'all niggas with that tune up. Got that shit that make y'all ooze up. Pulling shots like Rick the Ruler. Talking slick, my click on do ya. Have y'all screaming hallelujah. Make y'all bitches feel my rap. While you watch me do my dance. Kinda swaggy with the drip sauce. I know bitches wish I fell off, but I'm better, oh, I'm well off. So tell me why you mad. I'm throwing stacks, I'm making cash. Bitch, I know I'm bad. I'm getting it. Yo, pass me my advance. Y'all hating it, y'all see the shit. Yes, bitches, I'm back. I'm in my bag. I know y'all see these bags. I'm on my shit. And it ain't no coming back. Like, whipping the wrist. Pop full of grits. Catching up quick. I'm catching up quick. Whipping the wrist. Pop full of grits. Like, what? Pop full of grits. What? Whipping the wrist. Catching up quick. Like, what? Catching up quick. Whipping the wrist. Pop full of grits. Like, yeah.
He says that we left it bang. Westside, yeah, they let it bang. Southside, yeah, they let it bang. Northside, yeah, they let it bang.
Holding a grip, busting my fist, talking my shit. I'm talking my shit. Holding a grip, busting my fist. I'm busting my fist, talking my shit. Holding a grip, I'm holding a grip, busting my fist, talking my shit. Like, yeah.
Let it bang, let it bang, let it bang in the streets, let it ring. In the club, let it sing.
Eastside, let it bang.
Westside,
let it bang.
Southside,
let it bang.
Northside,
let it bang.
Northside.
Let it bang.
February 5th, man, the awards will be in Miami. Pull up, pull up, pull up. Get them votes in. Them votes in. Get Nikki to drop that best host. Vote for your favorite host, man. For real, man. These people do what they do for y'all on the daily. You'll be surprised what they do for y'all on the daily, man. Vote for your favorite host. I said host, not ho. Don't go vote for your favorite hoe. Go vote for your favorite host. TheStageRadio.com is going down. Shout out to my team, man. I couldn't have did it without y'all. Y'all couldn't have did it without me. Understand that? I couldn't have did it without my boo baby. 1,000 episodes. Oh, my God. For real, for real. Miss Diva, tell them where they can go find that No More Lies.
Miss Diva has exited the building, but you can get No More Lies everywhere. Streaming songs are provided. Look up Miss Diva, Miss with a Y, not an I. M-Y-S-S-D-I-V-A.
Shout out to her. Nikki, where can we find your new record at?
In your imagination. You ain't get nothing from me. Oh, it was just imagination. You ain't in the end from me.
Yo, if y'all in Fairville area, pull up. I be somewhere on Yakin Road. Don't know where. Don't know the exact address. But I'll be out there Sunday, December 19th, doing whatever BC does. But y'all know what I do. So come outside. Come enjoy it with me. You know what I mean? Come flick it up. Let's do what we do. Have some fun. Have some fun. For real. I'm tired of pulling up to places with guns and shit. Come out, have some fun, man. Dang. Real talk. Trying to get Nikki to do a party, but we can't even give a party because y'all can't pull up with no guns.
Nikki ain't wanting no party. Y'all done ruined that for everybody. I'm sleepy, y'all. Don't mind me.
It's going down, man. It's Stage Radio. See y'all tomorrow, man. Peace.
Hey.
Can I talk to you? Can I talk to you, though? I need to talk to you. I got some questions, though. Oh, Lord, can I talk to you?
The Stage Radio.
Oh, God, can I talk with you? It's the Beastie Oopsum and Shamel walk with you. I got a few things I need to ask about you. Why you hug me and save me when you know what I do? You were there everywhere, every time I went through. Father, don't get it wrong, God, I love what you do. I just can't understand why you do what you do when you know what I do. God, I don't have a clue, but you know what it did, it made me wanna hug you. Talk to you all day, some say I'll bug you. Since I read Psalms 150, I know you need us to dance when we think about Jesus. To dance after we went through. Cause when we get through, we got through, we went through because of you. Here's a few things I'm asking, I'm praying. In the name of Jesus, your son, amen. Can I talk to you? Can I talk to you, Lord? in the book of Matthew, the man said to Jesus, I want to walk with you, good man. He said, good? Only God is good. I want to title this song, Don't Threaten Me With a Good Time.